Hi, everybody. Welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And let's chat a little bit about what, in many regards, is the end game in all of the craziness that we see at the moment in the world. And the end game, as far as I'm concerned, comes about with the introduction of central bank digital currencies. Now, we have talked a little about this before. I know other people have as well. But the point about the CBDC, central bank digital currency, is that once it's implemented, the authority has complete control over your financials. And some people say, well, I mean, look, what's the harm in that? I mean, at the end of the day, people can't steal your central, your CBDCs, can they? So it's safer than money. It's really not. And let's understand that the deputy managing director of the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, has recently explained how CBDCs can be programmed to determine what people are allowed to buy, and insisted, guess this, he insisted that they should be used alongside a China-style social credit score system. Now, people need to understand that, of course, unlike cryptocurrencies, which are private, the CBDCs will be issued and controlled by the central banks themselves. In many ways, it's the same as bank notes, but that every single transaction will be monitored for compliance. So you tap or do whatever you want with your CBDC card, and it just mightn't go through. A guy called Bo Lee, an Asian chap, strangely enough, the deputy managing director of the IMF, speaking at a Zoom conference, said, this is not me making it up, right? He said, the smart contract would allow targeted policy functions like welfare payments, consumption coupons, food stamps, etc. And with CBDCs, we can precisely control what people can and can't own. Also, what kind of use this money can be programmed for, like, for example, food only. Get that? This is what he's saying. Totally blatant about it. Bo Lee went on to say that because of this potential programmability, government agencies could precisely target support packages to the right people, and therefore, by definition, not to the wrong people. And who might the wrong people be? Well, you and me and everyone else who wants nothing to do with this. So a CBDC would work with other policies like digital ID and digital wallets. And this is what the World Bank Group was talking about back in November of last year. They want a digital identity verification because you need that if you're going to have your CBDCs. So this is where these monsters are going. And when he questioned, for example, when he was questioned, Bo Lee was questioned about this. He said, I can give you one example in China. Those transaction data can be utilized by service providers in credit underwriting. Those transaction data in terms of how many coffees I drink every day, where I drink coffee, do I use Uber every day, what kind of working hours I have. This is all the information they will hold on you. This is essentially the end game of the great reset. They will have every bit of information about your life. And they know that if they have every information about your life, and if they control the financials, if they can control you. So you don't need governments. Governments become unnecessary then, because it's going to be the powers that control the CBDCs who control everything. We talk about China being one sort of potential end destination, and you see how Chinese people are essentially tortured by the Chinese Communist Party using these CBDCs and these digital passports, so that they're and the use of a social credit score. And you see, this is where we're all going to be scuppered, because none of us is going to get a good social credit score. The sort of people will get good social credit scores are the people who comply. the people who get roll up for their jabs every 3, 4, 6 months, whatever, the sort of people who say, yes, Slava Ukraine, we stand with Zelensky, the sort of people who say, let's have more immigration, the sort of people who just do everything that they are taught to do, they will get a good social credit score. Look at the heading on my own, everything I do. I put it underneath my name. David Vance, you know, I will not comply. I will not submit. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to be straight in the digital currency prison. And I suspect some of you are going to be in it with me because we don't think in the way that they want us to think. And at this point, we have the freedom to think as we will because our money is more controlled by us. But once that money, once that currency vanishes and a central bank digital currency replaces it, then the central bank can turn on or turn off what we get, what we use. They can stop us being able to essentially feed ourselves if they want it. And I think they have every intention of doing that. So the greatest single threat actually to our liberty and well-being, it isn't things like COVID tyranny, because although that's a means to an end, it's not even the potential nuclear war that NATO have been trying to provoke over in Ukraine. It's not even that. No, it's these central bank digital currencies. Because once they become the thing, then freedom is gone. And at that point, short of revolution, I have no way idea how you get it back. Because and it will be sold assiduously, very smart people selling it, and people will think, well, it's not a bad idea, really, if you think about it. And in that way, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It's not a road I intend to go down, though. Thank you for listening.